The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Kahn, Paisik in Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havan Halacha Center.
Ge'in daf mandalad on the Beis. The Gemara after the Mishnah says, Tana Rabbanan, Hoya oisimai v'taras, you're doing together with him in Taras. V'omer loy taharish ha'sisimach neitamol. Taras that I did with you became tamei. Hoya oisimai v'zochem v'omer zochem sh'asisimach mispaglu became, the zochem became pigle. Nemun he's believed. I will omelay taras shasisimach be'en plaini neitamol. Taras I did with you on a certain day. V'zochem sh'asisimach be'en plaini mispaglu became pigle. And in them, he is not believed. In fact, the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What is the difference between the Reisha? What is the difference between the Seifa? Rabbi, call should be other Neman. Whatever is Beyodai is Neman. And if it's not Beyodai anymore, it's not Neman. Rabba Omar, Rabba says a different test. Kagun the Ashkache, Vilay Omele Vilay Midi. The first time you found him, you did not tell him anything. Labasa, even if it wasn't Beyodai, Labasa Hochi Ashkache. And afterwards you found him. Vomerlein, you told him, then he is not Neman. But if you told him on the first time that he met him in the street, he would be Neman. Rashi says, Kol shebiyodei lasais b'shoa shevaydiyoi. Whatever is biyodei lasais, what does it mean kol shebiyodei? Lasais to do b'shoa shevaydiyoi when he was vaydiyah him. Then Neman, he is believed. V'reisha, Kigoin, that he is believed. Kigoin sha'oidin biyoda l'tamon l'faglant. It's still in his hands to be metamet, to be metafaglet. The gabi kavonis, b'koyin ha'oidin kamar, we're talking about a koyin that was doing the avoida. Kigoin sha'idiyo ben shchita l'zrika, v'omr pigle say b'shchita, sha'dayin biyoda l'fagle b'shar avoidis. He could still do the pigle by other avoidis, and therefore it's considered biyoda that he could be metafaglet, and therefore he's believed. Avol biyoyin plenye shekvar yotzim yodai. The case of Yom Pliny, the safer would already went out of his hands. Lav kol kamine, it's not, now he is not Neman to say that it became pigle. That's an abaya. Rava Omar, hafa pisha em biyodai. Rava says that even though it's not in his hands, Neman, he's believed, that's the ratio. And I'll be talking about the first time that he met him, he told him that something happened. The safer, you're going to ashke machme idna, v'lamalei, v'hashtamalei, since he met him before and he didn't tell him anything, and now he is telling him something, therefore, he is not believed. The Pnei Yeshua and others, like the Shach, are mashmash, the Pashup Shat and Rashi, at least in Abaya, Pnei Yeshua learns, is that you have a regular migu here, that a person should be believed because he is able, if you don't want to, you should believe him because he's able to do something to this object, and since he was able to aser it, or he would be able to matter it, so you should believe him because he has this migu, he has a koyach and emunah, because the migu says he could have actually done it, or do it now, and therefore he is nemun. The Chacham Tzvi understands that even in Rava, who says that it's not biyada anymore, he doesn't hold it in his, he doesn't actually hold it in his hands anymore, still he has this nemunah of migu, because since he could have done it when it was the other, so therefore we should believe him even now. So too the Shach and Kuf Chavzai and Sivka and Aleph also seems to understand the reason of the other is because of Migu, that he could have done it. And he understands this in the Shach. We see that he understands this even in Rava, even though right now it's not actually in his hands, but still he has an emunah in Migu, because the Shach wants to say that the Beis Yosef learns like Rashi, Tosis, and the Rashba, and that they are learning the sugi that Biyodai gives him a migu, because he doesn't bring down, the Beis Yosef does not bring down the time of the Rosh, that Biyodai is because of an emunah of Bialim, which we'll see later. And the Mechaber passes like Rava, even though it is not Biyodai right now, still he is Nemun. So we see from the Shach that he's understanding that even according to Rava, the Pshat and the Gemara, that Biyodai gives him a migu, since he could have been metamed at one point. Therefore, we should believe him now, it's migu, and he's Neman to say that something taka happened to it. He can go connect the Chazaka, that something happened to it, and in this case, it became tummy. However, a lot of Achronim, like the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Halevi, ask that we have a klal of migul amafrei l'yamrinim. So how could we say that even according to Rava that he's neman because of migul? Because of this question, the Pnei Yeshua, and also we see in the Ponim Yireis, they learn in Rashi that even though the Sfar of Abai is because of Migu, however, the Sfar of Rava is that since it's Biyado, they're going to learn like the Rosh. That Biyado tells us that since it was Rishusa, it was something that he had by him, therefore he's considered a Bailam on it. And therefore he has an Emonis, a special Emonis of Bailam, like the Rosh learns. This Rosh that they mention is our Rosh here in our Sugya of Gittin. And the Rosh brings down that there's 14 Chalukim in the Indian of Emonis B'Yisurim. In the 11th Chiluk, Chiluk Yid Aleph, the Rosh says, Kol Dover Shu B'Yodei Shalodom, anything that is in the hands of a person, Afilu Ischazek Hetera, even if it's Ischazek Hetera, Ne'mon Eid Echor L'Tame V'Laser, and Eid Echor be believed to be Metamet, or Aseret, Afilu Machishoi, even if the Bailam, the original owner, is Machishim and says it's not true, or he Omer any day, or he says, I don't know, Kedetanya Hochel, like it says over here, Hoye Oisimoy V'Tairis, says in our Bryce that if a person does retire, so Omerloi Tyre Shasisim of Nitmo, Nemon, he is believed. Rafar Shabai Nabai explains, Time a Hoyle Rishu Sehin, since it's Rishus, Harein Kishaloi, it is like his, but Nemon Alayim, and he's believed on it. And the Rosh Bavorns, Velav Mi Taimo Di Bori Metamalu, the reason is not because had this person wanted to, he could actually go and be Metamit. The Itaminu Boy Lishlume says the Rosh, were he actually to go and be Metame, he would have to pay, and a person doesn't want to do that. So we can't say that the actual reason of Abai is that he could go and be Metame. That is one kasha that the Rosh asks. V'oid, on this shot of Migu, V'oid, the Mashma Gabi Sefer Torah, it's Mashma by Sefer Torah later on in the Gemara. The Sefer Torah Biad Lava, if the Sefer Torah would still have been in the hands of the Sefer, Neman Leimar, he'd be Neman to say, like a Safdi Askaris Lishmon, that I did not write these Askaris Lishmon, and pass up the Sefer Torah, Afa Pishik Varnechtavu, even though it was already written. So the Rosh is saying that even though I have a Raya, the Sefer Torah was already written, even though it's not the other for him to write a Shalai Lishmon, still, he would be Neman. So it can't be that he actually is able to do something to it in order to give him an emunas. Void Armin and the Rosh means a third raya that is not in our sugya, and the Rosh fears Elakivin should be other lasakne. Elamai, what do we have to say? Since the other lasakne, habikabal, he has a din like the bialim, and therefore from the Rosh we're saying that he has a din of bialis. That is, the Rosh is learning this even in a bia. That we see even in Bai that the Biyodei doesn't necessarily have to be Biyodei for something for him to actually do, but since it was given to him, he is Neman. He has an Emanis of Bailus. So to the Rosh in Yudalad, and the Chiluk Yudalad says, Afilu Dar Rishayna Rishusa, even something that's not in his Rishus Ata right now, Ibe Zimre Kamai to the Ashechei, if the first time he met him in the street, he told him that something happened, that it became puzzle. A dying he still called a bailam on it. Umehem, and he is believed. Kedoma Rova, Kim Dolimotzi Omele Alahasha, since he only told it to him right now, and this is the first time he met him, he would be believed. So we see in the Rosh that he's learning sign of Baya, that since it was the other for him to do something, since it was in his Rishos, or like Rava, that it was, even though it was in his Rishos at one time, he's considered a Bailam and therefore has a special Ne'manis. So these are two Pashto ways to understand. We have Rashi, Lechler, like these are Chayim that are understanding that it's some type of Migu in Rashi, and we have the Rosh that seems to say that it is a, seemingly seems to say that it is a Din Bailam, he has a special Ne'manis of Bailam. The Rosh asked a couple of questions on Rashi. First question that he asked was that the person will not do it because he's going to have to pay for it. So how could you say that he would do it? And on this, the Pnei Yeshua said that it's shaykh to say that a person would do it and then say that it was b'shoyeg and he would pause from paying so we could still consider it a migu. The second kasha that the Rosh asked, that by Sefer Torah, that it was already written Lishma, so how can you say it was Biyodei to write a Shalai Lishma? And that the Raj already asked this question, and the answer is that since it's if it will be Biyodei, he'll be able to erase and write a Shalai Lishma, therefore he is Nema. The Chayim asked another kasha, and that is, how could I say amigo that a person would do something if it is also for him to do it? Since it is also for him to cause a damage to his friend, or it is also him to write a sefer Torah Shalei Lishma, so how could we say that this biyode is giving him a koyach and emunis if it's not something that he would actually do? So therefore, how could we learn migu? Also, we have the kasha that we asked before. That l'chayim we can poshut say that migu l'mafreya loyamrinan. So how could you say in Rava that there is a svara of migu if it's no longer in his hands and it's no longer something that he could do right now? However, maybe it is possible we can understand that this din of biyode l'tamid is considered a migu differently. It's not a migu that's giving a koyach namonis like a regular migu. Rather, we can understand that this migu that we're saying is tuing this biyode is a migu is tuing away something else. The Gemara on the base of a base brings down that eid echod is nemen b'yisurim. Rashi says, how do we know that an eid echod is nemen b'yisurim? Shari amina Torah kol echod v'echod me Yisrael, that the Torah believed everybody from Yisrael, al hafroshes truma, on hafroshes truma, v'al hashchita, v'al nikar agir, v'al chelet, on hafroshes truma, on shchita, nikar agir, and chelet. So we know that a person is neman, because we know from all these cases of truma, shchita, nikar, and chelet, nikar achelet. So we learn to Rashi that that's how we know eid echod is neman. Toitzis asks on Rashi, that how could I learn out from, let's say, Afrosh's Truma and Shchita, that Ein Echad is Neman Bisurim. The case by Afrosh's Truma and Shchita says, Taisus, a person is Neman because it's Biyodai. And since it's Biyodai, he has L'chayr, his own special Neman, since it's Biyodai. So therefore, I can't learn out from an Ein Echad that is not Biyodai for him to do something. And Taisus goes and learns out Ein Echad from somewhere else. The Shmaitzin, Vav, wants to make this Machlekes of Rashi and Taisus how we learn out Eid Echod, totally the Machlekes of the Ma'arik and the Rosh in our Sugi that we spoke about before, and how we understand the Nemonis of Biyodai. The Rosh, we said until now, understood that Biyodai is a special Nemonis. That since it is Rishusa, he has a Bialim on this Chayfetz, and he has a Nemonis on this Chayfetz. However, this is a new Din Nemonis, it's a Mechudish Dik of Din Nemonis of a Bailam that could be believed even Keneged Yitzchazik, but Yisuro, or Yitzchazik Etera. But you cannot be able to learn out the Nemonis of Eid Echad from here, because this is not a Nemonis of Eid Echad, this is a Nemonis of Bailam, and it's a special Nemonis. And therefore, our Tosis will not be able to learn out Eid Echad from any Biyodai, because he's understanding like the Rosh. And therefore, it's a special Nemonis of Bailam. And therefore, he can't learn out Eid Echod, and therefore, he has to learn out from somewhere else. However, Marik learns that once it is biyodei to matir the iser, this is megarei the chazaka. This migu that we have, that a person could have matir the iser, he could have done something. So then, it is megarei in the cheskes het, in the cheskes iser. And once that happens, we can now believe the person as an Eid Echad, because it's not considered like he has a Chazaka working against him anymore. And that is why Rashi, so what happens, Rimagarei the Chazaka, and today his Nemonis by a Sheikhet, or by a Freshet Shuma, is that he is an Eid Echad. And that is why Rashi can learn every Eid Echad from this case of Shechita. There are several Nuskhayas to understanding this Ma'arik. One could look in Shmuel and Abbez and Abbez. One could look in the Kevet Torah, Simon Samach Zion. One could look in the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi explains that since the Shas, the Isser, it was biyodei for this person to remove it, since it was biyodei, he could take away that Isser. So therefore, this Isser is not, this Chazaka cannot work against him anymore. This biyodei is telling us that the Chazaka is not much to be here, and therefore the Chazaka cannot work against his Nemonis, and therefore he is Nemon like an Eid Echad, because Migu, he could have removed this Isser. So if we say in our Sugi that Rashi learns like this, the Haino our Gemara B'yodel Itame is not a regular Migu that gives him a Koyach Nemonis. It's not the Migu that gives him a Nemonis, he could have done it, and therefore he is Nemon. Rather, it is a Migu that tells us that the Cheskes Heter is no longer Mukhrach to be here. It doesn't have to be that it's Heter anymore, because he could have been metamed. So then we don't have the above questions anymore. We don't need that he actually would have been metamed and the sausage to be metamed. The only thing we need to say is that since he was able to be metamed, so it's no longer muchach that hazaka would be here, so then he is neman like an eid echla. It's also not a problem of migul mafreya. Because since he's not giving him the kayach and emonis, this migul is not giving him the kayach and emonis, so it doesn't have to be there right now when he's making this taina he has to be able to do it. Rather, the migul is just saying this, the other is just saying that at one point he didn't have a chazaka against him, or it was possible to get rid of the chazaka against him, and therefore he is neman like an eid echot. So therefore, it's possible to say in Rashi that he's learning migul, but it's not the agamein migul that we know about. Rather, it's a migul that's telling us that the chazaka does not exist anymore, and therefore the nemonis in our sugi today is an nemonis of eid echot. According to this hezber in Rashi, we can say that he will be chaylok on a din that the Rosh and Taisus say. Taisus and the Rosh ask Akasha that the Gemara in Kedushin is mashma, that an eid echot is neman to say that Yetiris became tummy, even though it is not biyodik. And here the Gemara says that it has to be biyodik. And the spear in the two Gemaras. They answer the Taisus and the Rosh that in Kedushin the Baal is shaysik, and therefore it doesn't have to be biyodik, it's some type of haidah. That is for a different shmuz. However, in our Gemara, the Bialim is being makish de'ed echor. He's telling the person who says that it became tameh, that it's not that it didn't become tameh. And he says that it didn't happen. And that is the ukimt of our Gemara, that he is makishim. So if you learn like the Rosh that we said until now, that the sugya of Biyodai here is that there's a new nemonis of Bialim, so then even though it's hard to say, but we can say that this nemonis that was given to this person that it was Biyodai, since it's Biyodai, is greater than the Bialim himself, and therefore, even though the Bialim has mafish him, we could still believe him, even B'mokim HaKosha. However, if we learn like Rashi that Biyodai just leaves us with an emonis of Eid Echod, and Biyodai is just really taking away the Ischazik, in this case Ischazik Etera, then if the Bialim is Machashim, he would not be Neman against that Kosher of the owner, because it's an Eid Echor. He only has an Emonis of an Eid Echor, and an Eid Echor is not Neman B'mokim HaKosher. So this would seemingly be good between Rashi and the Rosh and Taisus that we have. However, this does not work in the Shas, and it would not work in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shas that we mentioned before says that Taisus is actually, he wants to be Madaik from Taisus in Kedushin, that says like our Taisus, says that Taisus is learning like Rashi, that there is a Migul because it is Biyodai Letame. And if you're going to learn that as a Migul, so we have to understand how we understand Taisus. Because to say regular Migul, we can't say, because we had a lot of questions before that we have a problem learning here a regular Migul of Biyodai. The Migul of Mafreya, a person wouldn't ask or something. We cannot learn like Rashi that the migu is the garei of the chazaka, and we have an emunas veid echad here, because Taisus is learning that he is an emun, even if the Bialim is machashim, and if it's an eid echad, he's not an emun. Also, in the Shulchan Aruch itself, we're saying, also he passes the Shulchan Aruch that he goes like Rava, and even if the Bialim is machash, he's an emun. So, how would it be possible to understand the Shulchan Aruch if we're learning up that it is a Biyodai has to have some type of migul? The Dibur Moshe and the Chazon Ish seem to say pshat, that since it was a must of Biyodai, since it was given to a person, and a person can do what he wants to do with it, so this ability for him to do what he wants to do with it gives him a bialis on this chesed, and therefore he has an emonis on it like a bialim. In other words, it's not just that it was Rishusa that he's a bialim, but since there is something that he could do to it, or he could have done to it like Rava, he has an emonis like Bialim. So, we're not saying that this migul is giving him a klayach emonis in this mahalas. Rather, we're just saying that the migul, since he could do something, he's giving him Bialim, and therefore he's Neman. Therefore, he would also be Neman, even if the actual Bialim is Machishim, like Taisus and the Rosh say, or like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that even if the Bialim is Machishim, he's Neman. And Moshe actually wants to say that this is a pshat in the Rosh, that it's not just because it's Masa B'Yodai, but because it's biyadai to do something, and he's a medayke from the end of the Rosh that we spoke before, that the Rosh says, elakivin should biyadai lisaknai havikabailav, since it's biyadai to be misakin it, he hasn't been like Balaam, not just it was moser biyadai, but he could be misakin it. And so too be muchach from the Taisus and Gittin on that base. Because there also by Shechita, he says that I can't learn how to eat Echad because it's biyadai lisaknai, and he baborns how different how Shechita would be by a lady could learn Shechita. So we see that really this Nemonis that they're saying is not just the Nemonis of Stam Bailam that it was Masa Biyadai, but because it was Biyadai Lasakin, that gives him an Nemonis of Bailam, and he will be Nemon even Keneged the Hakosha. Chazanish also wants to say in the Rosh, we need a Biyadai Lasis, that he needs to do something, to be able to do something in order to have an Nemonis of Bailas. Have an amonis of bailus. Well, clearly this is not like the Shach, because the Shach himself wants to learn that there's a chilek between the Rosh, who says bailus, because it's Rishusai, it has bailus, and it has to be because it's not biyadai lasis. Because the Rosh wants, the Shach wants to say that there's machlokes, this time of migu, and this time of bailus. The Shach has a case, he says, let's say you gave Yaim a bushel to a shomer, and the shomer then goes and says that, you know, by the way, it became Yai Nesach before I got it. So if I learn the vote is that I have to have it be other lasos, no matter how I learn, whether it's a regular straight migu, or whether it's like we said in Rashi, or whether it's like we said in Tosis, so then over here he would not be Nemon because he was not the other last place, because it happened, it had to happen before he received it, because once he received it, it was Yaim bin Mehoshal already, he would not be able to do anything wrong to it. So therefore, he's not Neman on it. But in the Rosh, says the Shach, that he understands that it's a regular bailus, and since it was Moser to him, it was Moser Biyodi to this person, so therefore he has a bailus on it, he's Neman. So even though it only could have happened beforehand in order to make Yayin Nesach, still he's believed. Because right now, since it's Biyodi, he has an emunah to say something, even on something that happened before he got it. So we see that the Chayr of the Shach is not understanding in the Rosh, or in Tosfos, the way we would like to understand from the Ramesha, or from the Dibros Ramesha in Gittin, or from the Chazon Ish in Ibn Ezer, Simen Nun Tes.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.